Some of us may be coming back from Epic or to resume our earthly life here. Therefore, watch for Namank Noithka when a new day is born with better prospects for us all. Note: final assembly and organization of material for this book was delayed by one circumstance after another completely beyond our control. We have learned to accept these things as signals and try to flow with them. Near the end of August 1983, the publisher received the following interesting letter from Carl van Vlieden. This is an abbreviated extract. The 4th of August 1983. Dear Mr. Stevens, as mentioned in my letter of the 14th of June 1983, we have had further contacts with the Confederation. I feel that these transmissions are of some importance, and I have prepared an epilogue, which is enclosed. I am sending this directly to you. I trust there is still time to include this material in a cosmic dialogue. Here is a copy of the recording. Their final transmission was made by Vax Noah, the superior of Calder's. The quality of this recording is good, and I wonder if it would be possible to supply a copy of this with the book. There will have to be some editing, and our names must be taken out of the copy supplied to the public. You may want to abbreviate the address by Vax Noah, which runs for about 30 minutes. The tape recording is enclosed with this package to you and sent by registered post. Yours sincerely, J. Carl van Vlieden. This was a spectacular treat, completely unexpected up to now, but it offered a new opportunity to try something different. We would see if there was any way to provide a copy of the recording of the extraterrestrial message to Earth for distribution with this book. But let us now look at the epilogue provided for this book. Epilogue: Come on Earth, come. An invitation from Calder's. When the break came in our communication with the Confederation, we at Cubase were very disappointed. Almost without interruption, regular transmissions had been beamed to us, at least since my arrival in 1974. We became used to these weekly, later fortnightly, got-togethers with the Confederation and Epicushion spacecraft occupants. These regular radio, thought transmission and recorder contacts became part of our lives. Then, without warning, the break came. What was happening out there? Why were they staying away? When the Confederation was unable to cross over from their universe to ours, as did happen for nearly 5 years, Epica took over the task of keeping Intersoft-CH with us. During those days there was never a true break in communication, such as we had now experienced for nearly 6 months since the beginning of this year. But we now know that it was the giant solar Cananda, that sinister cosmic body, which had demanded undivided attention off this universe of travelers. Then suddenly they were back, and they came in a big way, with a Squasoft-Dron of 11 huge spacecraft with Voldar in charge. Solar Cananda has mysteriously disintegrated into three smaller bodies. Our planet is apparently still to feel the repercussions and after effects of its passing in space. This time we had an electromagnetic contact and their voices came from the loudspeaker of our tape recorder at Cubase, as it was embraced by an invisible beam from their craft hovering above. Once again we were in contact. The half-hour transmission which followed was recorded. It ended abruptly with the arrival of an Earth-made satellite. But first of all we heard Kashendo, who had played a prominent part in the early history of this Cubase. As usual, he spoke fluently in his carefree manner. But first we heard a radio operator establishing contact with us. Star Division Green, calling Cubase. This was repeated a few times, then paused. A familiar voice new poured from the set. Greetings my friends, this is Kashendo. I hail you from this cold Asian astral craft. We trust that you are receiving us loud and clear. We are hovering at this moment at an altitude of 350 miles, 560 kilometers, above your planet. Presently there are 11 cold Asian craft of Star Division Green in a holding formation. This Divsoft-Asian has now been assigned to your sector of space. I am told that you, Edwin and Cal, with your Ysoft-V are present tonight. Please accept greetings to all my friends on planet Earth, from me and all the personnel of this star astral craft. I am thinking back to the days when your base had more members. It seems that you are now the only ones that have stayed with us. Well, it is pleasing to know that there still are people like you who trust and believe in us. While waiting here, before making this transmissoft-iron tonight, it occurred to me that it has been a long time since I and my crew took part in something of this nature. But, it seems that this is going to be more Edgesoft-LR in the future. Do you remember when I, as commander of the artificial satellite Milker, made those transmissions to your planet? But this seems such a long time ago, and things have changed a great deal since then. Now I am in command of a division of craft that will visit your solar system regularly. My squadron is based on Epica, which is in your universe, and from there we will journey to and from your moon. Herein base has been constructed, therefore, there is a strong possibility that you will hear and maybe see more from us in the future. Let's hope so. And now more news from my home planet. I extend greetings from my family and also from the others you know so well. It now seems so long ago when I could look down on your planet and admire its beauty. I still have your photographs, and this starts me reminiscing about the old times when I was on Melka. The lights in the main communication center of this craft are dimmed, and we look down and out over your Earth. We can see the stars in the distance. It is a beautiful sight. I wish you could share this view with us. As I am speaking to you now, I can see two astral craft approaching. They are command craft, the one by Soft-Ryan, the other called Asian. We recognize their identification lights. This means that I must now end. Shortly you will be connected with Easter craft. As I am speaking, both craft approach us majestically. I will now say adieu. Farewell. Then Kashendo has gone. His slick and faultless delivery of his transmission reminded us of his 5-year stay in Australia, and where he subsequently married an Australian girl who turned with him to Calder's. He gives the impression that he still uses English a great deal at home. His proficiency in English probably played a part in his selection as commander of the 11 craft in the Star Division Green. After Kashendo's last words, there was a pause, then we heard another voice which we could not possibly mistake for any other. A mature husky voice now came from a loudspeaker. Good old Talance. We'll have a soft spot in our hearts for him. Greetings, my friends. I am Talance of the Byraean fleet. How wonderful it is to be here once again, hovering over the majestic planet Earth while is slowly turning below us as we follow you in orbit. From my person and family, also the people of Byron and my superiors, I bring best wishes and I extend the hand of friendship to you all, our friends on Earth. It is a great pleasure to make this transmission and to be in the company of so many prominent people. As I gaze through the viewing ports of this Byraean craft, I can see the identification lights of the other ships. The Egrin for the Cold Asian, Blue for Voldar's command vessel, and Saria Range. It is quite an impressive sight, all these craft hovering in a sky of deep blue. Down there somewhere are our share soft-finished friends. Forgive me if I seem a little overwhelmed by this. It always happens to me when I make contact again with old friends after a long time. How are you? I wonder. Keeping well, I hope. When the opportunity presents itself, I shall definitely make the effort to contact you again. But unfortunately my arrival will not be announced. It will be sheer chance, and I hope you will forgive me if it comes in the small hours of the morning. But I'm sure you will bear with me, for we will be making frequent trips into your planet following the Cold Asian fleet on their journeys. Byron is also participating in this venture now into your universe. We will do our fair share of patrols in the sector allocated to us. Craft from Traxula will also take part. Commander Neola of Traxula could not be with us tonight, unfortunately. Ah, there is a wonderful woman indeed. I admire her greatly. I am told that very shortly she will contact you. But do not be surprised if she appears in person. She has a habit of doing this. As you know, she is a master of teleportation. Ah, what a splendid woman she is. Talance the Byraean continued. My personnel send their regards to you all. This is a brief transmission tonight, but we shall make up for this in the near future, because there are other speakers planned for the beam tonight. According to our equipment, this transmission is penetrating through to your base and your tape recorder is functioning well. So farewell for new. May the Divine One go before you until we can meet again in transmission. This is Talance now ending. Please stand by for Commander Voldar. We had 3 transmissions that evening. 1 from each command craft. Voldar must have left his squadron off of an interplanetary craft to rendezvous with the Byraean craft in orbit around our moon, then returning together to Kashando's position. We found the quality of the reception first class. No interference at all. They must have perfected their equipment or used some new system, as we all felt that it was on a par with the local FM quality of sound reproduction. When Talance had finished speaking, there was a short pause, then Voldar's voice and his jovial personality behind it entered our lounge via the loudspeaker. Greetings, I am Voldar of the Cold Asian Astral Division. Greetings to you all. I have been listening to the transmissions from the other 2 craft which were beamed to Orbis. I like to add my best wishes from this craft. There is not much I can add. Kashando spoke well, expressed his feelings very eloquently, and also our beloved Talance. From our home planet Colders, the planet you have heard us mention so often, the planet which may be your own planet one day. We extend to you greetings. We have called you our friends, and so you are. But there is more. You are really people of the Confederation. I cannot be more explicit. Voldar continued, my personnel have asked me to express the sentiments which are similar to those I have just voiced. They are all around me at this moment, seated at their posts and doing their duties, scanning the numerous instruments which are illuminated, adding to the subdued lighting in the control center in this craft. As I gaze out from this craft, I can see the Elsoft-Van Cold Asian and the guest Byraean craft. It is an impressive sight. We made this transmission tonight to renew our communication with you after a long break. At our next meeting I will relay a recorded message from our High Superior of Colders. As eyes are of the lengthy transmission, I shall keep this for the Tickers and when we have more time. Unfortunately we will have to cut this short, as an American satellite which orbits this region, will soon be upon us and would most certainly detect you and our assembled craft. We want to avoid this. We do not want to draw attention to our presence for various reasons. I will have to change the time of our transmission for the next occasion in order to avoid this satellite. I will have to depart and instruct the squadron to disperse to avoid detection. This is our high-orbiting satellite which is programmed to detect anything unusual. All I can now say is farewell. 350 miles to the west of us this satellite is approaching. May the Divine One bless and guide you and go before you until we meet again in 2 weeks. Precisely 2 weeks later, on 22 June 1983, the transmission came through as promised. This was another electromagnetic transmission. It was Vax Noah who addressed us. This was the second time we had the honor of being in direct contact with this distinguished superior. The first occasion was a thought transmission with Edwin as the receiving instrument. See Chapter 19, this time his own voice came right from our loudspeaker. We recognized his distinctive vocal quality and emotional overtones. If he used a translating computer, as he did on the previous occasion, we could not detect any soft-thing synthetic. His voice sounded like a normal human voice with the usual articulation and vocalization one would expect,